96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know, we've seen a lot of wild weather lately. And we've seen how it has changed lives and communities. We've seen tornadoes in the Midwest and in the South, a huge sinkhole in Baltimore, a slope failure in Prince George's County. All of these things have put people out of their homes and damaged cars. So how do you prepare for something like that? How do you shop for insurance to make sure you're not left out in the cold? Well, one of my guests tonight is an expert in that area. Joy Hatchett is the State of Maryland's Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy. We will also be talking to Obi Patterson, who is the District 8 Prince George's County Council member. He's in a meeting at the moment, but hopefully we'll get him to get another update on what's happening in Prince George's County. But wherever you live, if you have questions about insurance, how to protect yourself before a natural disaster strikes, now is the time to call. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Ms. Hatchett, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Glad to join you.
Okay, let's kind of get down to some of the brass tacks. Natural disasters, they happen all the time. They strike quite unexpectedly. And a lot of us, when it comes to, for example, homeowners insurance, and a lot of folks just kind of buy the basics. What's the first rule of thumb for those who are interested in protecting themselves from the unexpected?
The first thing that every policyholder should do, every homeowner, automobile owner, or renter, they should understand what their insurance policy covers and does not cover. And how do you do that? Have a good conversation with your insurance agent or your insurance company and ask them, if something happens, what is covered and what is not covered? That should be the start of every conversation.
But isn't that that's kind of a hard thing to ask, you know, particularly, for example, if you live in an area that you grew up in and you never saw high water, you never saw flooding, for example, should you, upon buying a home in a community that you grew up in, should you automatically buy flood insurance just in case? I mean, it is called insurance.
Well, let's start from this premise.
Okay.
Most people, when they're buying a cell phone or a television, they know everything about that cell phone and that television before they make the purchase,
mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yep.
So when you're insuring the most valuable thing that you own, your home, don't you want to ask some questions to make sure if anything ever happens to that own home or automobile that you've got the right coverage for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what I tell consumers is, before you buy the home, make sure that you have the right policy. And the way to do and insurance is difficult. We all get that. So what you should do is sit down, and before you make that purchase, have a conversation. And you may or may not need flood insurance. You may or may not need earthquake insurance. But you need to ask the question. And the best person to help advise you is the person that you're buying the insurance from. So when you get ready to buy the home, talk to the insurance agent. When you're getting ready to buy the vehicle, talk to the insurance agent, because that person is going to be able to assist you to make sure if something bad happens, you have the right coverage. And if you're sort of at a loss as to even what questions to ask, we as a state agency, as the regulator, have lots of information that consumers can go to find out what types of questions to even ask. And that information is available on our website. And then we also have lots of very, very informed representatives at our state agency that are willing to help consumers.
What's the website? Because I want to make sure that we have that information.
The website is mdinsurance.state.md.us. And then we also have a toll-free number, 1-800-492-6116.
One more time with the website again. You said mdinsurance.state.
.md.us.
And I'll make sure that we give that out again. Phone lines are already ringing, and I want to make sure that we get as many people in as we possibly can. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area. 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Shelley, calling from Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling. You want to ask about umbrella insurance?
Yes, I wanted to know its benefits for homeowners, renters, or even business owners.
Okay. What is umbrella insurance?
Think of it this way. An umbrella.
Go ahead, Joy.
An umbrella insurance policy covers you above what your underlying homeowners or automobile policy will cover. So to the extent that you have a base policy, a base homeowners policy, and it covers certain things, then the umbrella policy goes above that to cover additional things. But if your base homeowners or automobile policy doesn't cover certain things, the umbrella policy will also not cover those things. So once again, it's based on your particular circumstances, because if you don't have the correct underlying coverage, an umbrella policy will not assist you.
You said
you really need to start from the basics.
Joy, you said it covers, you may have a base policy, then you have an umbrella policy that covers extra things, but you said sometimes even umbrella policies don't cover everything. Can you give me a quick example?
Well, and it's not extra things, it's extra amounts. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Let's say that you have, someone comes into your home and they are injured while in your home, and you have a basic homeowner's policy with 200, I'm just picking these numbers out of the air.
Sure.
$200,000 worth of liability coverage. But the person that's suing you is asking for more than $200,000 of liability. Their injuries or their damages are greater than $200,000. Your homeowner's policy is only going to cover that base $200,000. Anything above that, you would be personally responsible for. If you had an umbrella policy, and if you had the appropriate umbrella policy, depending on your limits for the umbrella policy, it would kick in for those additional amounts.
I see.
It's going to depend on two things: having the appropriate homeowner's policy, and then having the appropriate umbrella policy to cover additional amounts.
Okay.
But if things are not covered under the homeowner's policy, the umbrella policy will never kick in.
Need to take a break. Shelley, thanks so much for your question. More of your comments and questions. We're talking about insurance and natural disasters. If there is a natural disaster, what happens? Are you covered? We're going to tell you how. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area. 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.
Prince George's Community College.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about natural disasters and insurance. Are you covered? What kind of insurance do you need to have in the event of a natural disaster? My guest is Joy Hatchett. She is the State of Maryland's Associate Commissioner of Consumer Education and Advocacy as it relates to Maryland's State Insurance Department. If you have any comments or questions, and now is the time to call in at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Gosh, Joy, I'm sure you've seen the news and the issues that have come up very, very recently. The situation in Baltimore, in Charles Village, where you literally had half of a street just sink. And right now, it of course, is, you know, being called a sinkhole. We still don't know the specifics about what has caused it. Also, we've seen a slope collapse or a slope failure in Piscataway Hills in Prince George's County. And in that case, 28 homes forced to be evacuated because of the danger of that area. Cars falling in the street in Baltimore. So let's take one situation at a time. Piscataway Hills, what kind of insurance do those homeowners have to have in order to support them while they are out of their homes? We don't know the cause of that. We don't know whether it was water. We don't know whether it was – we just don't know. So what do you say to those people that are wondering, first, I don't know when I'm going to get back into my house. I don't know whether or not my home is going to have to be bulldozed. What should they have as far as insurance in that case?
Well, let's speak to two different things. Let's talk about those residents first.
Okay.
Those individuals, and if they have a question as to whether their homeowner's insurance will cover anything called additional living expenses, those individuals should contact my agency, and we can review their policy and their specific situation to see whether or not their particular insurance policy does or does not provide coverage for this particular incident. Now, I can just speak generally.
Well, before you do, Okay. Because I've got to take another break, and I apologize, but if you are on the phone, please do not hang up. We will be taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More on natural disasters and your insurance protecting your property on Sirius XM. We'll be back in a few seconds. Stay with us.
W.